Over the last month, we have been at a different place with realizing the depths of the problems with residential schools and the history of this the country and where things have been. And there's, well, lots of, I think, internal conversations that people are having, but towns are having too, when it comes to, you know, those names, the names that we know, Sir John A. and Egerton Ryerson, right? And looking into their towns and saying, okay, do we want this? Does this need to be here? Niagara on the Lake is having that same discussion. One of the tricks, though, with a small park in the town, is it's called Ryerson Park, but the town doesn't know whether or not it's named after Egerton Ryerson or a different Ryerson. So in their process, they've tasked Sarah Kaufman, the curator over at the Niagara on the Lake Museum, with trying to figure out if the park's actually named after one of the fundamental figures in the residential school system. Sarah joining us on the program this morning. Sarah, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I have to say, when I was, you know, looking at this and seeing that, you know, hey, they were tasking you with kind of looking into to Ryerson Park, I thought to myself, well, that seems like it might be an easy fix, but it sounds like this wasn't a simple, oh yeah, hey, they named it after Egerton Ryerson in this year. It seems like it's a little bit more convoluted than that.
It definitely is. You would hope every time when you look into archives that you'll find exactly what you want, but unfortunately that doesn't always happen.
So what did you know going, like, I guess, because it was what, maybe a week and a half ago or so, you were tasked with looking this thing up. When they came to you, did you have any already prior knowledge or what?
Well, I know we know a lot about Ryerson, or there's a lot known about Ryerson already, right? The infamous Egerton Ryerson. So, you know, there's, you know, Canadian Dictionary biography, lots of information on him. You know, I obviously didn't know a ton about him because he's not a Niagara on Lake resident. So I, you know, I had to kind of read up again about him. Most people know at least a little bit about him, and we know a lot about Chautauqua, the area that the park is located in, like a lot of information about that area. So that was helpful.
So when you're looking back at it, is there an obvious connection to him or anybody else or what?
So, it's complicated. So I was, you know, as I mentioned, you know, you want to find exactly what you need in your archives. But I didn't, unfortunately, find something. I wanted something that said, yes, this park was named after Egerton Ryerson, and this is why. But unfortunately, there wasn't anything. But there are clues that I think provide a strong possibility of who the park was named for. So the thing, when this first came up, I had said it was a resident that brought it up. And so I responded to her saying, you know, before we decide to rename something, it's always best to kind of do your due diligence and make sure that it is, you know, a good chance that it is Egerton, or perhaps there's other Ryersons, because I knew there was a Ryerson that lived in Niagara on the Lake previously. Okay. And so I looked into three different Ryersons that it could have been connected to, including Egerton, of course, because he was the one that was named after. So I had to do a bit of digging. And the one gentleman is George Sterling Ryerson, who would have been Egerton's nephew. And his timing of, you know, so the Chautauqua, when it was started, sorry, I'll just go off on a little tangent here. So stop That's me fine. If you want. Chautauqua, when it was formed in 85, 86 is when they really started to build Chautauqua. So the designers, who were, a number of them were from Toronto, they designed the entire property. So they bought the piece of property. It's about 92 acres, and they designed the streetscape. They divvied out lots within it. It wasn't something that the town designed themselves.
Okay.
So George Ryerson, at the time of when this was all designed, was actually in the Northwest Rebellion. So he was an assistant surgeon fighting off at the 10th Battery of Infantry. So he was out west. So he wasn't really well known in the community. He lived in Niagara on Lake later in the early 1920s. So it's not, the timing just wasn't right for it. And then the next gentleman was George Ryerson, who is the previous Ryerson's father. and Egerton's brother.
Okay.
So he was a Methodist minister who actually converted to other Christian religions. He was in Niagara region, but he was mostly down in the southern part of Niagara region, so along Lake Erie shore. He was involved in the War of 1812. You know, he did a bit of Methodist teaching around here. He became well known, but I just didn't think that his notoriety was at the level where the Niagara Assembly would be inspired to name a park after him. Now, to give a bit of background too on Chautauqua was created originally in the United States, and the whole idea of it is for sort of enlightenment or higher education. And so people come for a couple of weeks in the summer and they stay over, right, in the hotels or the cottages, and they listen to lectures, they do recreation activities, they listen to music and such. And so it's very much religion and education. And they said they were non-denominational, but they were definitely a Christian organization. So when the gentleman designed Chautauqua area in Niagara on the Lake, a lot of the streets are actually named for religious or educational leaders or, you know, inspiring artists and such. So there was, you know, Wesley Avenue, there was Luther Avenue, Addison Avenue, which is probably named after a priest, an Anglican priest that was in Niagara on Lake, who's very well known. Okay. Homer Avenue, you know, there's Shakespeare, there was Mozart, that doesn't exist anymore. These streets are named after religious or educational people. And so when you look at the three gentlemen, Egerton Ryerson probably is, you know, the most famous, I guess, out of their family. There were several children in that family. So, you know, he was a Methodist minister. He was an educator who became a superintendent of education in Ontario in the 1840s. So he was really well known in Ontario, and especially in Toronto, where a lot of these gentlemen came from. And he likely would have come to Niagara on Lake. I definitely have a record of him doing a couple speeches in town for local groups. But the other thing that's kind of interesting is that he died in 1882, and the design for the park and the property was created in 1885, 86. And then later you get the statue of, you know, Ryerson was put up, I think, in 1889. Too many eights there. Yeah. So, you know, there's a very good chance that they were trying to honor Egerton, because, you know, he's associated with politics. He was, you know, very much a political mover and shaker. He was, you know, ahead of the education system in Ontario. He was really, you know, much loved. There was a lot of widespread praise for his work in education in Ontario. So, you know, the signs point towards it, but there wasn't anything, unfortunately, that said, yes, it's named for him.
That's got to be a little bit rare for you to not find, you know, for something, I don't want to say relatively, but relatively recent, I guess. If does it feel like you thought you might have found something more concrete?
I thought I would, because we have records from the organization, at least related to town records, because we hold the town's records within our storage. Collection storage. So I thought there would be something that explained their design a bit better. Yeah. I looked through town minutes from that period, and unfortunately nothing said it for sure. Now, The thing that is a struggle when you're doing research is it all depends on who thinks something is important enough to save. Yeah. So the struggle that I'm having at the moment in wanting to find out more is, where did the records of the organization go after it closed? So the hotel burned in 1909, and basically the organization kind of decided not to continue at that point. And so where did the records go? Did they go back to Toronto with some of the former board of directors? You know, the manager was Louis Peake. And he had family living here in Niagara, so we don't know if the family had something, or did it go back to the, you know, the mothership of Chautauqua, which I looked on their records and couldn't find anything there. Oh. So it's a struggle sometimes when people don't maintain. That's why Historians are always like, don't throw everything out in your basements or your attics, because there might be something important in there that historians would love to see, letters and, you know, things like that.
Yeah, that's wild. So does your search continue now, or do you figure you report back, or what are you thinking?
I think there might be some other opportunities. And so I'm sort of looking into those options, and some, you know, trying to consult with others who I know have done research on the properties before and see if anything comes up with them. And so there's sort of a bit of work still, but I mean, I gave the information to town council and they can make a decision based on that information if they like. You know, I did say to them, I didn't do research for you into Ryerson and, you know, how he is perceived now and in history. My job was just to find, you know, Ryerson Park and let them make the decision based on the information that I had at the time. And if they choose to wait and find out more, then that's fine. But there is a possibility that I could continue to search and not find something that actually says, yes, it's named after Ryerson.
Yeah, it's wild. And I think that was the most interesting piece to me, was that it wasn't already just clear cut. Yes, you know who it was named after at the beginning. It's like, okay, well, I'm guessing this process to find it would probably be an interesting one. And turns out you got lots of things you could still try to uncover. It's just a matter of whether or not they exist or not.
Exactly. And that's the struggle. But I would just say, you know, the fact that he died in 1882 and the organization designed the property in 1885, and, you know, he's hits the mark of a very strong religious and educational representative in our history. It would not shock me if it was named after him. The other thing is, you know, he was very much a proponent of the strong ties between religion and education, which, you know, is what Chautauqua was about.
It's wild. It'll be in council's hands to decide what to do with the naming of it. But it sounds like you did all the stone turning you could to try to find out the background of this, Sarah. I appreciate you sharing this with us. Thanks.
Not a problem. Anytime.
All right. Take care. Is
Sarah Kaufman from the Niagara on the Lake Museum, the curator over there, as they try to figure out what to do with Ryerson Park.